You took a look at disability benefits questionnaires that VA is using. What did you find as you looked at these questionnaires?
The questionnaires are a streamlined method for VA to obtain medical information when a veteran files a disability claim. It is a new process, and we wanted to make sure that the controls were in place to ensure that VA gets accurate and reliable information to process claims. And we found that some of the controls within the process need some improvement. We believe that the current questionnaires could be altered or changed by an applicant and thus entitle them to benefits they're not really entitled to.
My takeaway from your report was that there is money going out the door that shouldn't be going out the door, and the VA is in this pay and chase situation that the Office of Management and Budget has really tried to get agencies to stop doing. Is that a fair read?
The benefits are certainly going out the door based on disability benefit questionnaires. To date, we haven't identified any that are, proven fraud, so I can't tell you for sure that money is going out that shouldn't be, but definitely money is going out based on the questionnaires.
What overall were the weaknesses that you found in the questionnaires?
I think the biggest problem that concerned us was there's really no verification that the physician's name on the report actually completed the form. It's fairly easy to get physician information. The form is fairly short. It's only a couple of pages. The information is available to help someone fill it out. And the controls up front to verify that the physician actually completed the form aren't really in place yet.
As VA takes this report, tries to make use of it, you recommended the Undersecretary for Benefits and Undersecretary for Health strengthen internal controls over these uses. Expand on that a little bit and talk about where they should go, what they should be doing.
Certainly. Our control concerns focused again on the front end controls and improving the control process that is in place. Right now, VA does select claims that have been processed using the questionnaires and does additional quality assurance review where they contact the physicians to verify the claim. Some problems with that were that you can't determine a complete universe of claims, so you may miss one. They're only looking at a few claims, about 100 a month right now. So considering the large number of claims that could eventually be processed using this new questionnaire, 100 a month didn't seem quite enough, but that may increase in the future.
100 claims a month is compared to how many total? Did you have a sense of that?
I don't have a sense right now of how many claims are being done with the questionnaires because VA is not collecting information on how many claims are based on a questionnaire.
Okay. Overall, the issue here, once this is tightened up, what's the benefit going to be to the Department of Veterans Affairs?
Well, hopefully it's going to be both a more streamlined process, which provides benefits quicker to the veterans, with integrity over the process, and that we know the scarce resources is going only to those veterans who are truly deserving of the disability benefits.